Hey, and welcome to,
fuck?
What, yeah, what was up with that? Hey.
I don't know, let me talk to the sound engineer.
I'm trying over here, I'm trying to take a shot.
What's up, Jason the Bastard?
Working the sound input here, which is my cell phone, and I'm working the board, and working the mic, and...
Yeah, not as easy as you thought it used to be.
Yeah, what do you do, Justin?
Now I don't do shit.
You don't even bring any booze.
Not anymore, at the moment.
Yeah, you need to bring some booze. You need to bring some booze.
I'll bring booze next time.
All right. Cool.
Right, I'll just bring a bottle of something.
Something, yeah. You have to contribute this.
I don't know. I'll bring something.
All right. All right. Cool.
A 40.
Hey.
For me.
Yeah. DFC, man.
DFC.
Drunk.
Film.
Commentary.
Let's go, baby.
Once again, we are without Danielle.
Yep, we're recording again without... And Jordan's not even here anymore.
Yeah, she had to split out, so... Which is fine, because she had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, she still didn't even know.
She was fun, I guess.
Hey, I'm glad she did it.
Yeah, it was cool.
She did good. Or whatever.
She was fun, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she had no idea what the movie was, what was going on, but it was cool. It was a good time. So I hope you guys enjoyed our last episode about Groundhog Day.
It certainly was fun for us.
And now we are still more drunk, and we are going to talk about our top five Bill Murray films. There's only two of us here,
yeah, so
but
there's probably gonna be quite a bit of crossover between the two of us.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, first off, before we do that, we need.
You're right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
We forgot to rate this movie. We forgot on Passion of the Christ. We forgot to rate our movie.
Yeah.
And then we finally brought our new rating system up for Empire Records, and that time we did remember it. But then we forgot again for Groundhog Day. We have this outline written here. I think we suck at. Well, look at it. I think I need it written in Sharpie.
Yeah.
In big laminated paper. This is just
type it out at work and print it out.
This is written in cursive by my girlfriend in small lettering, so it's kind of like, what does that say?
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, intro music. Intro topic. Top five. Okay. But we didn't do our rating system for Groundhog Day.
So, for those of you who might not have listened to Empire Records...
what our rating system is, yeah.
We used to do an old rating system that...
We gave that up. That's shitty. We've been looking for something better, and we finally found something.
We got something that's better. I don't know if it's permanent. We're working on it. We're trying to figure it out. I like it. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But it's up to you, the listener, so...
It's like how many beers you're going to want to drink with this movie.
Yeah, it's...
If you just want to have a tapper, okay.
If you
want to, like, share a six-pack with it, that's cool. If you want to go for a case and have a good time, that's fine. But if you're going all out and having a fucking keg party, you're getting a keg, then you're fucking going all out and have a good time.
And that's
so that's our rating system, huh?
Yeah, that's...
It's kind of like 1 to 4 stars, the same thing with different names for it.
Just how much beer would you drink?
But we're drunk film commentary, so we...
Yep.
It's a theme.
We got to keep it theme-ish.
So, Groundhog Day is a fucking keg party for me, man.
Wait, I know a guy named Theme-ish. No, Thomas, that's his name.
What about you? Groundhog Day?
Oh, I give it a keg all day.
It's a fucking keg.
I picked the fucking movie, so...
So, yeah, we're having a keg party then.
Yeah, let's go.
Woohoo! That's where the sound effect goes
in.
Keg
five
party.
$5 at the door, $3
keg party.
You bring your own cup.
Hell yeah. Your own cup.
I've made money at parties just standing outside, just charging people $5 for a cup or $3 if they brought their own.
Who brings
their
own cup?
No one ever brought their own.
Okay.
But I always used to say this to them, like, oh, it's only $3 if you brought your own cup. They're like, oh. Oh, I didn't know.
Just to be a dick.
Yeah,
right.
They're like, oh.
Nice.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Well, then it's $5. So, okay. All
right.
And then I walk away with, you know, $60 to get the fuck out of there and go buy some weed or something. I did that in high school.
Wow.
That was when I was in high school.
It's fucking crazy Delaware folk.
Yeah.
East Coast motherfuckers.
Hey, we got boogie, dude. I've sold people baking powder, like, straight up.
Baking powder?
Squeeze me.
So
yeah, you're not getting me on Wayne's.
Wow, that's timely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking Bill Murray movies.
Yep, Bill Murray movies tonight.
We
It's yeah.
I kind of want to do the other guy.
Hold on, are we gonna start with what you're watching, or are we?
No, that's how we end the show. I think.
Oh, I thought we ended with the top five.
No, we haven't done that.
Okay.
No. I mean, we could try it, but
my bad. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I'm along for the ride.
I don't know. Where's the shots?
Do we need to pour?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, you talk for 30 seconds. Sorry, folks.
All right, I can talk. So Bill Murray
is
an actor.
He was born in America.
He was?
Yeah.
He was born in America? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know.
He was,
somewhere in the lower 48.
Damn. Okay, well, Groundhog Day is, it's the number 10 grossing Bill Murray film in according to Box Office Mojo.
Ooh, what's the number one?
The number one is Ghostbusters. Of course. Come on. You should. You won't guess number two. Number two is Tootsie.
Oh.
Who was he in Tootsie?
Hoffman,
yeah, I don't remember Tootsie. That was a little out of my... Number three is The Jungle Book already.
Already?
That just came out. He's Baloo the Bear, I guess, the voice of.
Wow.
And so that's number three. It'll probably take Tootsie, I'm sure. Maybe not Ghostbusters, but well, maybe it will. I don't know. Number four is Charlie's Angels. He was
he was
the hookup. I forgot his name.
Bosley.
Yeah, Bosley. He was Bosley for the Angels. And they got rid of him in the second one. They had Bernie Mac. Was it Bernie Mac?
Yeah, no, it was Bernie Mac.
Yeah, they had him.
I totally forgot he was in the Charlie's Angels movie.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Number five is Ghostbusters 2. Number six is one of your favorites, Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Number seven is Stripes. Number eight is... I can't read that.
You suck at writing.
Starts with an M.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't know. Next one
is... Midnight Blues.
I don't know.
My name is Earl.
Manduas. I don't know what that says.
Let me see it. I read your handwriting for how many years when we worked at the bar together?
Yeah, you try that.
Where am I at? What numbers? Eight?
There's like Zombieland. Before Zombieland, I think. Wait, it's Monument Man.
Oh, yeah,
that's
okay,
what it
I
is.
See it, I see it, yeah.
It's Monument Man, yeah.
Yeah, with Clooney, yeah.
Yeah, it's Mon Man, yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
And then Zombieland, the Garfield, and then Groundhog Day.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about Garfield, too. Son of a bitch.
Oh, fuck, there's, see?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of movies. So, top five.
My top five?
Yeah, right, sure.
We're hopping right in?
Yeah, top right in.
All right, you want to know my number five movie?
Not really, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's the movie that introduced me. Bill Murray.
Okay.
It's the movie I remember watching it. Let's see, I was six or seven, so we're talking. I saw this movie on VHS trying to watch another movie after it recorded on the same VHS tape. in 1996 or 1997, because I was seven or eight when I first saw this movie.
Okay.
And it is the classic Meatballs.
Oh, Meatballs, really?
Yeah.
Don't say too long. The dog might jump up.
Oh, yeah.
Meatballs?
I suppose. I didn't even think about that shit.
It's the name of my dog. Yeah. Playing on the couch over here. Meatball.
He's got a meatball for a brain.
Yeah. I've never seen Meatballs.
Really?
Not all the way through. Not like...
It's not a particularly good movie. It's just a movie I remember. I associate that movie with my childhood, so it's...
Yeah.
It had to make the list. And
it's funny because it was rated PG. I thought it was a little more racy. I always imagined head.
It would be like that almost R-rated.
So it's more like Airplane. Airplane was rated PG back
then.
Yeah,
but they didn't have PG-13 back then.
So it was a soft R, pretty much.
But it was either R or NC-17, and it wasn't quite that, and it wasn't extreme enough for R. Like, they weren't flagrant.
Soft R, yeah.
Yeah, it was a... This movie's one of the reasons probably why that they have the PG-13.
Well, Temple of Doom is like
a big... that's the number one.
And Gremlins.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was Gremlins, too, wasn't it?
Both of them, yeah. Both of them were
Gremlins,
like,
too, but Gremlins also.
As well.
Yes. But, no, I love this movie. It just happenstance that Bill Murray's in it.
We never did the crossover thing. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Because last time we talked about doing a little bet on Crossover.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. I listened to the episode. And we can't bet on all-around Crossover when there's three of us. You have to bet on how many films that you have that are going to be crossover on someone else's.
I bet you I have two films that are going to be crossover.
But last time you bet one, and you were right. You had one. And I bet two, and I was right because I had two. I had Pulp Fiction and Natural Born Killers. And Danny was wrong. She had said zero, and she had two. She had Pulp Fiction and Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
So you and I are both tied, I guess, with one.
All
and
right.
Danny has zero, I suppose.
Okay.
If that's the way we're going to do all it.
All right. Well, I'm saying I have two that are going to cross over with yours.
Two out of your five,
and
okay.
And that's me giving you a freebie.
You're saying two. I'm going to say two as well.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same two, but I'm going to say two.
All right.
So, did you already say you're number five?
Yeah, and that's why I said you get a freebie.
Which one was your number five?
Meatballs, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not one of them, so that's...
Yeah. Right. I said it's a freebie. You just said, I've never even seen that all the way through. All
right.
I knew that wasn't one.
Okay. All right. So, my number five?
Your number, Finn.
Let's my number go. Five is...
Oh, wait. We were supposed to do these shots while the music was playing.
What music?
Oh, wait. No, I came back and poured shots. Hold on.
What music is playing?
The music that's going on right now in our listeners' heads.
Hey, think among yourself for a second.
Hold on, wait. He's gonna drink, and then I'm going to talk while he drinks.
No, we're going to give a moment of silence for our listeners to actually think for themselves for a second.
All right, Carlin.
Did you just refer me to George Carlin?
Yeah, but as an asshole.
That's fucking awesome. Thank you.
You just reminded me of that one bit where he goes, where I'm a bad American, I think for myself.
Oh.
I know you did a whole paper on him, so.
Well, no. It's not that. No, but what I meant is that, I listen to podcasts a lot, and sometimes when I'm walking the dogs, I'm listening to the podcast, and it puts me in the podcast world. But then sometimes I won't have my iPod with me. I'll be walking outside, and I'm hearing the noises outside. I'm thinking in my brain. I'm thinking about other things. And I'm not just listening to something and getting something processed into myself.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to turn it off.
Oh, I do that all the time.
So turn us off sometimes. Yeah.
But not us, but...
Well, we're only on
listen to all of our... At least download all of our...
We're only an hour a week, hour and a half a week.
Yeah.
You have a lot of time to walk by yourself and not listen to anything. You can still...
Yeah, go jerk off in the woods or whatever. I don't care.
While they're listening to us?
I don't care. If that's what gets you off, do it.
DrunkFilmCommentary@yahoo.com. Tell us your stories.
Send us a fucking video. We'll put it on our Twitter. I don't know. Something.
All right, so...
So you're...
My number five. My number five is the 2003 film with Bill Murray. It was in a film directed by Sofia Coppola with Scarlett Johansson. She was supposed to play a 20-something-year-old. She was like 19 at the time, 18. She was young at the time. Bill Murray was this old-ass, washed-up actor working in... Is it Japan, I believe?
Yeah, it's Japan. Yeah.
Lost in Translation, of course. You know what I'm talking
about. I already knew exactly what movie. You said two words, and I was like, oh, that movie?
Well, Scarlett Johansson, you give it away.
No, before you even got there.
But yeah, that's my number five. You know what? My almost got in there was Broken Flowers. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, no, I've been told I need to see that. I think you were the one that told me I need to see that.
You should. That's
I almost made it.
Was either that or Lost Translation. We're going in one or the other. Broken Flowers is about Bill Murray plays this dude who lived a life where he just lived with girls, blah blah blah, just banged whatever, and did whatever his thing, did his thing. He gets a letter from
the dream.
Well, yeah, but he gets a letter from this chick that says you have a son. He's 19 years old.
Oh, that's that movie?
And doesn't have a return address. And he has to go and find out. He's going back to all these chicks that he dated around that time, 20 years ago, and trying to find out which one it is.
I have a funny story about that movie, but I can't say it on air.
Why not?
Because now that my girlfriend's been on it, she's probably going to listen now.
You think she'll listen to this episode, though?
I have no idea, but I'm not chancing it. I'll tell you this story when we're not on mic.
So it's about someone that's not your girlfriend, then.
What was your first clue? It's way before I even knew my girlfriend existed. But
so why can't you tell it, then?
It's not a story I'd like to share at the moment.
Okay. Well, what's that one story about your friend that did something?
Yeah, that guy. Oh, that guy. Let me tell you.
Woo. All right. What's your number four?
My number four? All right. Oh, and by the way, Lost in Translation was not a crossover.
Uh-huh.
If you were banking on that one.
No, I wasn't banking on that
one. Okay, good.
No,
here's one I'm banking on. Stripes.
Nope.
No? Fuck. Alright.
I haven't seen Stripes in a long time, man.
Alright, no, that one, that's one of those movies that I remember watching, you know, with my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just sitting on his lap watching Stripes. Just, you know what I mean? He would have weekends off and I would, you know, we'd just sit there and that was one of those movies that was either on TV or my dad liked a lot, so we had it on VHS and he recorded it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was on on one half of a video cassette tape.
When I was younger, how I thought of Stripes was that the whole beginning part where they're at boot camp and everything like that was all cool, but then once they went off to go and fight and go off to war or whatever, then I was like, I got lost interest on every time.
Yeah, and then
they're on the RV and driving around. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, that's the part that loses me, and then the end of it, I like the end, like the very end, where they're crashing through everything,
remember.
And it's not a big deal, but
okay, yeah, I don't know, but okay, Stripes, yeah, that's cool.
Damn, I was really banking on that. I think I'm gonna lose this week.
We both said two, huh? Well. Well, we'll see. But, so my number four.
Yeah, you're number four. Let's go.
Alright, my number four is, this cool movie is back in the same era as Groundhog Day. Around the same year. I'm not sure exact year. It's 1990, maybe. Around then. But, Bill Murray did this, like, off-the-wall comedy where he's, like, a bank robber. He dresses as a clown. And he's with Gina Davis and Randy Quaid and Quick Change.
Really?
You ever see Quick Change?
No, I've never even heard of this fucking movie. Hold the goddamn phone.
No, it's cool. It's cool. He's with Gina Davis. You know, beautiful, charming.
Okay, yeah.
And Randy Quaid is his buddy. You know, the cousin from the Vacation movies.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, Randy Quaid.
And
I know who the fuck Randy
all
Quaid
the way,
is.
He's all the way Randy Quaid, too. Like,
for our listeners who don't know, Randy Quaid is the guy that looks like he has Down syndrome.
If you listen to a film commentary, you should know who Randy Quaid is.
We talk about him quite a bit.
Well, he's our hero. He's hanging on the wall behind us.
Where?
Shut up, it's fucking radio.
Oh, my bad.
Dick. But, what was I talking about?
Randy Quaid and how you want to suck his dick.
Yes. So me and Randy Quaid were standing out there outside the pickup truck.
Yeah.
No, what were we talking about?
No, I don't know. You just kept bringing up Randy Quaid.
No, Quick Change. They're
you're the one who always
they're bank robbers. And
oh yeah, okay, yeah. The Bill Murray movie.
They break into the bank and they take the hostages in. And then they tape the money into their legs and they go out as hostages, pretend like they're escaped hostages, like released. They're like,
oh shit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then they get away.
Wait, there's a movie that stole that same idea.
Oh, I'm sure it's been fucking used a million times. But they take it and then they still, even though they get out of the bank, they can't get out of New York. They just have trouble and just it's funny.
So it's like that movie Trading Places. Or not Trading Places, what's that one with Eddie Griffin and the white guy? Like the white guy, white guy, like my spokesman.
So my number four was Quick Change from 1990.
That's your number four? All right.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with my number three now, I guess, huh?
I believe so.
It's this is a movie I stumbled upon. I got the Amazon Prime or whatever. And it just happened to be a movie on there, and I saw that Bill Murray was in it, and I was like, well, at best, it's not going to suck. It might not be a good movie. It might not suck, or it might suck, but it's not going to be absolutely terrible.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I was praying for it. And it's a little movie called Saint Vincent.
Saint Vincent, really?
Yeah. I really like that movie. I thought Bill Murray did.
Melissa McCarthy and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, the little kid, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
And they go betting the horse track and shit, and then teaches them how to drive, yeah.
Yeah,
and fix the fence, yeah. No, that's, and teaches them to be a fucking person.
Yeah.
And not just a little degenerate piece of shit. Yeah. No, I fucking love that goddamn movie. All
right. That's cool.
Let me put it this way. Bill Murray's character reminded me a lot of a combination of both of my grandfathers, I guess you would say.
You know what?
One was really hard, and the other one was a little more forgiving, but still kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, like, he's where they would have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. When I first heard the premise of that movie, I imagined so much more than what actually came out, I guess. I expected more from Bill Murray.
See, I didn't even read the description. I was just like,
whatever. Heard, well, when you hear about what he's doing in the movie and how he's, you know, you hear just a synopsis before you see it.
I didn't even read it. I just clicked play.
Oh, yeah. No, I rented it.
Well, I played it on Amazon Prime.
It was a good flick, though.
I liked it.
Yeah.
When I think Bill Murray films now, that's one of the first ones I think of.
There's a few moments there where there's moments where he should have said something way cooler than what he said, though, you know? There are just a couple of those times where I'm like, damn, this could have been so much better.
See, that's
what bugged me about it when I watched it.
That's kind of, I was gonna kind of bring this up. I kind of want to see the director's cut of that movie.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I want to Bill Murray's character obviously wanted to say the word cunt several times, and he did not.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I want to see that cut where he says cunt and fucking whore, and pretty sure at least one time he wanted to say nigger. I'm just saying, it's, I'm not.
Who directed that movie, do you know?
I have no idea. I can Google it real quick.
I mean, was it Melissa McCarthy's husband?
No.
Did you do that one too? I mean, I always done some of her movies, but
No. That wasn't her movie. That movie was more the kid that really did it for me, honestly.
The kid was good in that,
and
yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, he was good. That's what I heard about
movie.
About Bill Murray being in a movie like that with a kid. I was like, that's fucking badass. He was in that Rock the Casbah recently.
Yeah, that I want to see that, but I don't want to see it. Is it good? No. It's one of those, as soon as it's available on Netflix, I was going to watch it, but
you know how I said in St. Vincent, Bill Murray could have just improved that a little bit by saying some cooler stuff?
By Theodore Melfi.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
That guy.
We went to different schools together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I sucked his dick in junior high. I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So my number three?
No, yes. Well, continue what you were saying. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
What were we still talking about? What was your number three again?
My St. Vincent, and then
no,
you were
no,
talking about...
We're still talking about St. Vincent.
Well, you were talking about how when you found out he was going to be in a movie with a kid like that, and then I cut him off with a terrible dick-sucking joke, so...
No, it's just I heard about the premise and I imagined more, I guess, than what I got.
Oh, okay.
So I thought Bill Murray...
Yeah. All right, so yeah, we're on your number three then.
All right, my number three is the... He plays an actual real person. It's true. He's on that. In the 1980 film, Where the Buffalo Roam.
Oh, fuck.
Hunter Thompson. You know, Hunter Thompson is one of my favorite authors.
Damn, you just... no, hold on, you just...
Fear and Loathing.
I can't believe I forgot about that. Wow.
You know, Fear and Loathing was great. Johnny Depp did a great job.
That's the only movie I like Johnny Depp in.
And,
literally, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean, that still sucks. And those
whatever.
Are okay.
I mean, it's good if you're 10 years old.
I hate Johnny Depp. I fucking hate him, but he did a great job
but
in that movie.
Pirates movies are good for a 10-year-old, aren't they?
Yep. I wish I was 10.
But they pay for tickets, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they buy him sashes and belts that he can wear.
Hey, I'm not a big, huge, Johnny Depp fan either.
I hate him.
What were we talking about?
Somehow we brought it on to Johnny Depp. No, I forgot.
Oh, boy.
Run the tape back.
Oh, we're talking about Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah,
and
Where the Buffalo Roam.
Where the Buffalo Roam, 1980.
And I'm mad. I totally forgot that movie existed.
It was awesome. It was Peter Boyle played his buddy, the guy who...
best friend.
The guy who Benicio Del Toro played in Fear and Loathing. Pretty much the same character. And it was a collection of different stories that Hunter Thompson wrote. So it wasn't all just one piece.
No,
it was choppy.
It's
a hard movie to watch, because unless you are aware of the stories and know what's going on, you have no fucking clue what's happening.
No, and that's how I felt the first... Okay.
First time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? What is going on?
I was like, that was cool and trippy, and I liked
here,
it, but
there,
I don't know
there.
What the fuck was going on.
Yeah, it's all different pieces of stories that he wrote.
But, alright, so here was my first experience with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I doubt it's ever going to come up in the show, so.
You better get out now, huh?
Yeah, I'm busting it out now, and if I need to, I'll bust it back out, but...
You never know, I'm going to pick Fear and Loathing.
Well...
No, I will.
No, I'm not. I'm going with Where the Buffalo Roam.
No, I mean, for a film, I might...
Oh,
the future,
well, that's in the list. Fear and Loathing's in the list somewhere.
Well,
I swear I write it in there. But
well, whatever.
I could be wrong. Anyways. So, when I was a freshman, I somehow made friends with all, like, the senior, like, theater drama kids.
Uh-huh.
And that was cool, because they had good drugs and shit, so. And I hear a lot of people talk about how they're going to, like, if they ever have kids, oh, my kids, I'm going to make them band geeks, this, that, the other. I hung out with a lot of band geeks. They were getting way freakier than my jock friends. Like, they were doing weird shit, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The band, the drama geeks, yeah, they're all...
Yeah.
They're all cool. I got one of them. I was a burner, I guess.
I was the guy that was friends with everybody. And that's what I was. I didn't have one thing.
Well, some of the jocks are kind of tough. So.
Let me put it this way. My two brothers were two of the biggest jocks in high school. I mean, they're not my blood brothers, but they're my brothers. And you know, so they took care of me on that aspect.
Yeah.
And then I just did, you know, I was the lead in 3 out of 4 school plays that I auditioned for, and yada yada.
And you're still straight, huh?
Yeah, still straight.
Wow.
Still straight.
That's amazing.
Still rocking boners for chicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. It does happen.
Look
it's
at me.
True. It's true.
Look at me.
So that was my number 3. It was Where the Buffalo Roam.
So anyways, we're not gonna. I guess we're done on that topic. All right. So my number 2. It's all right. It's a little movie about a corner high rise apartment called Ghostbusters.
Oh boy.
That's
a great film.
That's a pretty good one. Do we have at least one crossover there?
No, I gave that one a pass.
Ah.
I had to take that one as well as Groundhog Day. I took that one, those both out as just passes because Peter Venkman would have been number 1 no matter what.
See, I had to put it in there because that's, again, another movie from my childhood that...
Yeah.
Like, when I think Bill Murray, that's one of the first things I think of him in.
All right. Cool, cool. That's your number 2?
I don't think I really need to explain Ghostbusters.
Yeah, no, you don't. All Ghostbusters, right. There's maybe a new one. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know much about the new one. I know there's a bunch of chicks in it, and I know that the internet hates it, so.
That's what I hear, yeah. So that was your number 3, number 2?
That was my number 2.
Number 2. Well, we're at number 2 already. My number 2 is Ernie McCracken in Kingpin.
Oh, shit.
1996.
God damn, that's...
With Woody Harrelson and Randy Quaid again.
Yeah, see? Oh, fuck.
Chris Elliott's in that, too, again. He's in this one.
Oh, yeah, he is in that, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. But, and then that fine ass chick.
Who was it? Yeah, what's her name?
I know, it doesn't matter.
She did a spread in Playboy, though.
I'm sure.
I should know this.
Miss October?
No, it was a spring month.
Anyway, he was the sleazeball.
July?
He was a sleazeball, no. Ernie McCracken. And badass. Just a.
Took fucking, what's his nuts' hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Munson.
Yeah, he banged your mom, and he had a great time doing it. And great. He had the
Kingpin, too. God,
he had the great hair. He had the fucking hair. Good shit. So.
Yeah.
That's my number two, is fucking Kingpin. Hell yeah. Ernie McCracken.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm getting drunk.
Oh, really? Just now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Why? You too?
I've been drunker.
What? What?
So my number one, it's by one of my least favorite directors of all time.
Oh yeah, who's that?
Wes Anderson.
Oh yeah, he's like a...
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his movies, but The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yeah.
Bill Murray nails it.
Does he? I never saw
it. He really does. That's why earlier when it was brought up, I was like, like when it was the what's her nuts's tattoo.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was Life Aquatic, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh really? Damn. No, he kills that part. He really does.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm really not a big Wes Anderson film. My buddy is, but. Yeah.
Not you. I'm not a big Wes Anderson. I saw Rushmore, and I wasn't a big fan of that.
He doesn't do it for me. You know what I mean?
Me neither. I'm just like, I never, there's like, he's been in, Bill Murray's been in, what, four of them, I guess.
More than that by now. Well, let's see, there's Rushmore, there's Life Aquatic, Royal Tenenbaums. Okay, maybe I can only think of three.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forgot about that one.
What's going on?
I don't know. I thought there was going to be music playing right then, so I stopped talking. But there was not. You got a pee?
I got a pee.
Okay, well, Jason's going to go pee. Apparently, there's going to be music in the background. Yeah, so those were our top fives. When Jason gets back, we're going to talk about what we're watching this week, I guess, or whatever we're calling it. I don't know. It comes. Oh, wait, I got to hear Jason's number one yet, so... Yeah, so this is real fun doing it on your own. I don't know how this is going. Alright, so I'm just gonna try out jokes. So AIDS isn't helpful, which I think is weird. Why the top hat, but no bottom hat?
Jesus Christ, man, you talk to the old head?
Well, I was just doing jokes from my stand-up routine.
Oh, boy.
I only did two. I did two stupid ones. I did my AIDS joke and my top hat joke.
Yeah, how'd they go over?
I don't know yet. No one's emailed us yet.
You know how to laugh?
At Drunk Film Commentary at Yahoo.com.
I really, really had to pee.
I could tell. You were dancing.
I've been putting out a lot of these beers tonight. I'm going on real quick. So we're at our number ones. Did you hear number one?
Well, I just did mine with the Life Aquatic with Steve Z.
Oh, general? Okay. Wow. My number one, we have zero crossovers.
Yeah, wow. We both fucked up.
My number one is What About Bob?
Oh, that's a good one.
1991, Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah, and the chick from Airplane. She's the mom.
Oh, yeah, that's a good chick, yeah.
And Bill Murray, he plays Bob Wiley.
Yeah. No, that's a good film. I like that one. That one always cracks me up.
I just saw it the other day. It was on one of the cable channels. And
oh, yeah. Well, I know Comedy Central plays that quite often.
Yeah, it was it's a good flick, good flick.
Or they used to.
But it's one of those that I had on recorded off of Showtime or whatever it is, Cinemax, something like that. I had it recorded on VHS. I watched a lot when I was younger. And
You ever record the Skinemax version? What about Boob?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Hey. If I was going to make a Bill Murray porno, I think I'm going to make it What About Boob.
What About Boob.
If you want me to make that, go ahead and call in and vote one.
Call in. We don't have a call in number.
Shut up. They don't know that.
Yeah, well, hopefully they do.
They're going to go rewind. And
where's the call in number?
What's the call in number?
Hold There's on. No call in number.
Hold on. I want him to do that.
Yeah. Are we done? We're.
Do you want to be done? You seem like you want to be done.
Oh, man, I'm fucking drunk. What else can I talk about?
I don't have much else.
What are we into this week?
Yeah, that's all I was going to talk about. But
what, Justin, what are you into? What you watching?
What you watching? No, I'm about to finish for at least a second or third time. I don't even know at this point. My Name is Earl.
Yeah,
that's a good show. I enjoy it. I love Jason Lee.
Yeah, first couple seasons, that's really good.
Yeah, the last part,
a little weird.
The last part sucks, but
it gets a little weird. But yeah, it's good stuff. Nothing else.
That's the only thing I'm watching. I only had to.
Where are you watching it at? What's this?
I'm normally watching it at Jordan's house.
Does she have them portraying them live in her living room?
Oh, it's How? On Netflix.
There you go. God, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I have Jason Lee and Ethan Suplee. And
where are you watching it? Oh, my girlfriend's house.
She just hires them every night.
They're tossing these softballs, dude. And he's just fucking swinging and missing. God damn. It's so light, it's awesome, man. Come on, man. It's supposed to be, you know.
Throw me some volleyballs next time. God damn.
Three of them. Yeah, what this guy's saying, right?
I don't know. I couldn't hear it.
You couldn't hear it? What?
What?
I don't know. What are we going to go out with?
Go with a Space Jam song.
Space Jam song? I was going to play some Rodney Dangerfield, but this is a Bill Murray thing.
Well, he doesn't get any respect, so.
We should play a Bill Murray thing.
you should do the.
No one's listening anymore.
No, if you're listening, wow.
Oh yeah, Fred asked, "What about me?
What are you watching? What you watching?"
Well, you know what? I gave in and I fucking got cable because it's the NHL playoffs. So
you're watching the NHL playoffs?
Yeah, I've been watching the Blackhawks, man. They fucking won.
Yeah.
Again tonight. This is a week ago from when this is coming out. They just beat the Blues in Game 6. And, hell yeah. They, Billy Murray, what the fuck is that? Sorry.
I don't know.
But yeah, so I've been watching some fucking Blackhawks. I've been watching some cable. Yeah, I've been digging cable. Even though it sucks, money wise and shit. But I got a deal for the first year through Time Warner. They should pay me more money if they want me to talk any more about them.
Fuck them.
But, what about Bill Murray's Christmas? You ever see that one?
The Very Murray Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not a big fan of those Christmas special things. Like, I get it's kind of a bygone thing. The whole, you know, everybody's singing and
It was a little too traditional, wasn't it?
Yeah. The last one of those I saw that I liked was done by the Flintstones. And that was before the one they did with the crossover with the Jetsons.
Yeah. The Flintstones and the Jetsons?
Yeah, well, they did a Christmas one. That's the one I'm talking about. I don't know if I was born before or after the first Jetsons Flintstones crossover.
Hey, what's our next movie?
Oh, our next movie, the tagline. Where am I at? Yeah, why didn't you?
We almost missed that, didn't we?
Yeah, holy shit, we almost sucked.
On the outro music.
All right, so the first of seven taglines is, "His scars run deep." Do you have any guesses?
His scars run deep. Judge Dredd?
Wrong.
Okay.
Tagline number two. And you have one lifeline.
Who's my lifeline?
It's the year that the movie
came out. Oh, okay, alright.
That's all I'm giving you.
Okay.
Since it's just you and me.
Okay.
The story of an uncommon...
Can you speak right?
The story of an uncommonly gentle man.
Uncommonly gentle man?
Yeah.
The fuck?
What it says.
Give me a year.
1990.
I don't know.
I was 1 year old.
1990. Read that one part again. That was a strange man and a fucking what?
His scars run deep.
Scars run deep.
The story of an uncommonly gentle man.
Commonly gentle.
Innocence is what he knows. Beauty is what she sees.
Edward Scissorhands?
There you go.
Really?
There you go. Yep.
Wow.
Number four was Edward Was Here.
That's our next movie, Edward Scissorhands?
Yep.
All right.
His story will touch you, even though he can't, is number five.
Ooh.
And the director of Batman and Beetlejuice invites you to meet his newest creation. And then Edward lived alone where he could hurt no one and no one could hurt him until the day the Avon lady came calling. Those are all seven of the taglines for the shitty fucking movie.
So that's our next one, huh?
I fucking hate this movie. I hate this actor and I hate this director.
You hate what actor?
I hate Johnny Depp and I hate Tim Burton.
Why?
I just do. I don't like them.
What did they do to you?
Oh, they raped my father.
They did? Together?
Twice.
Oh my god.
I walked in, it was a cock on each end.
So what's going to be our top five?
Johnny Depp or Tim Burton movies?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Could we do something different, maybe? Fantasy? This is another one of those same movies, like... This is in the same category with Groundhog Day, as far as those, like, fantasy weird movies.
Oh, that's what you meant by that?
Well, this one's a little too much because the guy's got fucking scissors for hands.
You got a charger running?
No. We're almost done.
I'm on 1%.
Well, we're... Like, you need your phone right now. We're fucking done.
But, yeah, so, top five, what are we doing?
Something, we'll figure it out. But check us out on Facebook, Drunk Film Commentary, and,
Email us, drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Yeah, email us. And rate us on iTunes. And that's about it. Drop us a line. We're out of here. Danny, we miss you. This is JTV.
It's just in time.
And we're signing on off. So
peace out.